Blog Talk Radio.
It's December 17, 2017. Hello and welcome to Working for a Living Radio Show, where progressives for change present opinions that matter. Tonight, we're joined by co-host David Fillion. I'm your moderator, Leroy McKnight. Jeff Brown is unpacking a U-Haul truck. Please remember, good leadership is never about power and control, but rather for the honor and the privilege of serving the members in the interest of the membership. Having said that, we certainly hope you stayed safe this past week. This week we present the Paulist Awards. It's the last show in 2017. And I want to hand off to David to begin that. First of all, say hi, David.
How you doing, Leroy?
Good.
Good to hear. This is our last show for the year and gives us some time to pause and reflect over everything that we've done over the course of the year. Kind of looking forward to the time off to spend with family and friends.
Yeah, yep. So the Palm Awards are sort of an important thing. And this is an answer to the August 23rd, 1971 Palm Memorandum. Do you want to tell them about that a little bit, David?
Yeah. Louis F. Powell, Jr., He wrote the Powell Memo August 23rd of 1971 that laid out a plan to attack labor. The Powell Memorandum sought to do this by controlling all levels of the legislature, the judiciary, the executive branch, the media, the campuses, the pulpit, all levels of education from grade school to grad schools. The Powell Memo was written to influence the bargaining table and all who negotiate at that table. And that plan has been executed upon labor for the past 46 years with military precision to the point we are currently at today. As it turns out, in June of 2013, a member of our caucus, Team Working for a Living, and the moderator of this show, Leroy McKnight, coined the term Powellist. Defined a Powellist as any company, organization, or individual that directly or indirectly promotes, supports, or in any way advances the tenets of the Powell Memorandum. And this evening, the Working for 11 Caucus will award the second annual Powellist Awards. So that's a little bit about the Powellist Awards, and so if you want to take it away, Leroy.
Yes, these Powellist Awards are truly intended to be the present to all working men and women across the country from the Working for a Living Caucus. And with that said, there's going to be three categories. Powellist corporations, Powellist corporate subsidiaries, Powellist award to an individual, and the outstanding Powellist of a year, So it's three categories plus one super Powellist here. So I think where the first category is the Powellist Corporations. David, do you want to award the winner?
Yep. And the winner, Corporate Powellist Award, is UPS for creating the 8-day week to take most advantage of its full and part-time workers.
Kind of godlike, aren't they?
Yeah. I can't imagine that they could create an 8-day week, but by God, they did it.
Yeah. Well, the first runner-up for a corporate Paulist award goes to Ford Motor Company for sending all of its battery-powered assembly operations to Mexico. Of course, they've replaced them with autonomous vehicle operations, so I guess we can take some solace in that. The next category is Paulist award to a corporate subsidiary. David, you want to handle that one?
Let's see what we got here. And the winner of the corporate subsidiary Paulist award is Honeywell for nearly 5 months in 2017, continuing to lock out its workers.
Glad
that strike.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Leo.
There was a strike. There was a lockout. Yeah, they continue to treat them horribly from all reports that we're getting here. So let me do the first runner-up for corporate subsidiary Paulist Award, and that goes to Renicor. What was the name of that company, David? Rexnord Bearings for moving its operations to Monterrey, Mexico. Sorry about that. And the next category, David, is to an individual.
Okay. And the winner of the Individual Paulist of the Year Award is Alphonse Iacobelli, former FCA executive, for his alleged activities in the National Training Center scandal. Recently, it's been learned that he was fired from GM.
Right. There's a lot going on there, and we'll see more about that. This first runner-up for Individual Paulist Award goes to Mark Field, former CEO of Ford Motor Company, for reportedly having $858 million in his pension fund. 34 years it would have taken him to make that much money and not pay a penny of tax and put every penny in the bank in order to get that much, because he only made $21.2 million a year. Can you imagine making that much money and putting it? We're making these CEOs billionaires. This isn't just a little bit of money. One fellow said they got to back up a semi truck. They got to have two or three semi trucks back up to take this kind of money away from these corporations. Unconscionable.
I still remain amazed by the May Day speech this spring when you spoke in Lansing. And $858 million echoed through the city of Lansing. I would imagine you could hear that for about probably 10 city blocks or more.
Yeah, we let them know. We let them know. We wanted everybody to know. And, of course, 21 days later to the day, Mark Field was fired. Just a little accomplishment if you're really keeping track. So we do have a little effect here from all of this. The next category is Paulist of the Year Award. And, David, you want to take that?
Yep, this is a Paulist Award to an individual for his anti-union activities, for his free riding right to work support, and recent association with Wall Street money, as featured in Investor's Business Daily, indicating such association to negatively affect the UAW election process. The winner is Terry Bowman.
UAW member extraordinaire, free rider scab, Terry Bowman.
That would be correct, sir.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure we had the right guy.
That's him.
Okay, that's our presentations of the second annual Paulist Awards, and those are our presents to you, each and every one of you who work for a living every day in an office, on an assembly line, on a sideline where you build the products that put on the vehicle on the main chain. Some people don't even know what main chain is. I submit that the last two vice presidents of General Motors don't even know what the term General Motors UAW department, don't even know what the term is. They've never been around it.
We're also beginning to learn that out in California, they're not happy out there either with their new nominees for president. Doesn't sound like he's done a lot to them.
No, those are the graduate assistant union.
Correct.
For the University of California, and they are a substantial portion of Region 5. Uri Jones represented them, and he virtually, according to them, ignored them. And there are some 20,000. While it's a small number compared to the 1,000,001 total membership, for a region of active workers around 55,000, and 40% of them come from one local union, and they're ignored. Imagine what's going to happen when he gets to be president of the UAW, should he actually ascend to that position. How many would he get?
Everything to make sure he don't.
So, well, there's a late item in, and it's so significant at the end of the year, it almost brings somebody to tears. The recent executive order by the president that 28% of our members voted for. It's just come in, and it says that the governmental workers will likely have their contracts, bargaining agreements, thrown out based on the latest government opinion on the president's executive order. David, do you have that at the ready?
That would be indicative that the AFL-CIO should immediately take action, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what
of course.
That action looks like.
Yeah.
I can't speak for that, but I got a good idea what it should look like.
Right. Federal agencies may use President Trump's executive order abolishing labor management councils across government. Did you hear that? Executive order. Wait, President Trump's executive order abolishing labor management councils across government. Federal agencies may use that as justification for throwing out collective bargaining agreements with their workforces. And that is guidance from the Office of Personnel Management, and that was suggested last Wednesday. Thank you, 28%. Thank you very much. I'm sure that each and every person that's just going to have their wages cut thanks everybody that supported this president. I want to thank you. Personal thanks. I forgive you. But we're suffering because of it. And others to him are suffering even more. David, do you have anything else to say tonight?
No, not really. Would you like to go back over some of the people that we had on the show this year?
Who we had? We had
Jeff Hank.
Right? Attorney Jeff Hank. Todd Treader from Local 9. And Guillermo Lopez, a city council person. We featured Jeremy Garza, even though we didn't have him here. We had the CAMI leadership. We did a lot for them. 9,000 people visited our page, our strike assistance page. A lot of money went to them because of that.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who donated.
Right. I want to remember those that passed. Teresa Dodge, Ivan Bridgewater, the young man that committed suicide in the plant. And as we look past in the back, my colleague from the VIBA, even though he didn't pass this year, I want to remember him. Pablo Lopez was murdered in his sleep by gunfire. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of their friends, family, and coworkers at the end of this year. I'm sure there's a lot more that we've forgotten, and some that didn't actually lose their life in the plant that we should remember as well. So, having said that, listeners, stay safe. Have a wonderful holiday season. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas. Good night.
Good night,
Dave.